Passes today, you like getting involved in the passing game a little bit more?
Yeah, I just, you know, try to take advantage of the reps that I have a chance to do it, just to show that, you know, I'm capable of doing it. So I like to be involved in every aspect of the game.
Do you think you get a bad reputation for maybe not being as effective out of the backfield or for not being able to catch the ball?
I mean, you know, people say what they want, you know, think what they want, but you know, sometimes you're just given a role to going into a game. And sometimes that's not part of it, you know. So, you know, you just grow and learn. And when you have the opportunity to show that you can do it, just try to take advantage of it.
Mark, you had the touchdown catch, obviously, the other night, too. Are you optimistic that that will be a little bit more of your role this year?
I hope so. I want to do, like I said, I want to do everything. I want to be involved in the pass game, run game, picking up pass pro, every single thing. Like I said, be the most versatile football player I could be.
Do you think you've learned a lot from watching Pierre Thomas and see how he operates?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've ran the screen a lot, you know, when I was in college, so I'm comfortable running screens. But, you know, Pierre is probably, man, one of the best, you know. He's just real patient, knows how to set him up, and so definitely learned a lot from him.
Take us through that play from the other night, your touchdown.
Well, pretty much we just had we have a pretty much option route at running back, and they blitzed everybody. RG4 just threw it up, and I just cut. You know, I just sped up my route because I saw them bringing the house and able just to catch it and make somebody miss and get in the end zone.
Mark, do you think too much is made of guys who are playing in their contract year, or is that a part of your motivation?
I mean, I think people over-exaggerate it. I mean, you know, it's important, obviously, but every year is important. And just to say this year is, I put more emphasis on this year than past 3 years just because my contract year is ridiculous, you know. But it definitely is an important year, and you realize that it's your contract year and you want to do good because you want a nice contract. And, you know, so I think that some people over-exaggerate it a little much.
Do you think that from a comfort level you just look like a different guy out there? Do you feel any differently, or as far as – looks like you're running with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, just 4 years in, man, and comfortable in the system, comfortable in the offense, knowing, familiar with how the offensive line is going to, you know, their scheme, how they want to attack blocks and what their landmarks are and setting up their blocks. So just being on page with them, understanding what they got going on, understanding the entire offense, what I'm supposed to do when I break the huddle, what I'm supposed to look for. Not thinking so much, just knowing what I have to do to, you know, be successful on a particular play. I think just that comes with growing a lot and, you know, having years and reps into the league. So going on year four, I feel a lot more comfortable and a lot more confident.
Do you think you're a better receiver than people will give you credit for?
Yeah, I mean, I've caught several passes, you know, I haven't caught a lot of passes in the NFL, but, you know, in high school I played receiver. If you look at my recruiting thing, it says athlete. You know? College, I caught a lot of passes and had receiving touchdowns, all that. So I haven't did a lot here, but I've always been confident in my abilities to contribute out of the backfield, running routes, line up out wide, running route. I'm comfortable doing all that. So
you haven't had a lot chance to do it a lot here. Wonder what you think is the reason why, and also, do you think when you come into the game, are teams thinking more that it's going to be a running play? Definitely a running play because he doesn't get the ball and throw them out of the backfield.
Yeah, I think just majority of the time, I think if you just watch our film recently, you know, I think that most teams feel like when I'm in the game, it's either going to be like a run or a play action or something like that. But you know, as far as receiving the ball goes, I mean, we had Sproles and Pierre, and we just have a lot of receiving targets all over the field. So I just, you know, trying to welcome that role and prove that I can do it.
Think you might be able to sneak up on some teams this year because of that? Maybe they're not expecting you?
I don't think we're going to sneak up on anybody, or I'm going to sneak on anybody. I just think that they'll be a little bit caught off guard, a little surprised if, you know, I catch a screen or if I actually run a route at the backfield, because it's not something they see too often.
Yo, Mark, understanding you're your own guy, but you think you got a little bit of the receiver gene in you, and, you know, the receiver
of course
growing the way you grew up.
Yeah, my dad played receiver, so that was like one of the first things. Running routes and catching football is the first things I did when I was young, so I'm comfortable catching passes, comfortable running routes, and like I said, I haven't had the opportunity to do that a lot here, but I can do it effectively, and I think just as good as anybody else.
Hey, Mark, did I see you quoted a couple of weeks ago saying your goal is to be the greatest running back of all time in the NFL?
Yeah, of course. If somebody's out here playing the game and they want to be the best ever to play the game, I think that they're doing the wrong thing, you know. So, of course, those are lofty goals, and there's so many greats that have came before me, and I respect them to the fullest, and I look up to them. But at the end of the day, I want to be the best, and that's why I'm out here every day trying to get better, because I want to be the best.
Was that something you would have said as a rookie? Usually, you'd expect
a
younger player to say that.
I would have said it as a rookie. I'll say it 10 years from now. I would have said it 10 years ago. It doesn't matter. I've always wanted to be the best.
So when you were a freshman at Alabama, you were like, I'm going to be the first running back to win the Heisman here, and people thought you were crazy.
I didn't call it, no. But, you know, you always had dreams of, like, winning the Heisman, but I didn't think I was actually going to do it, but it happened.
And there's not been three down backs. Is that something that you would take a lot of pride in if you were able to never come off the field?
Yeah, I don't have to come off the field. You know, we just have lots of different personnel groupings, different guys that we went on the field in different situations. So I don't ever have to come off the field. Personally, I don't think so. I feel like I could do everything that's asked of me, first, second, third, fourth down, whatever the circumstance may be, run, catch, pass pro, do anything. So I don't think I have to come off the field at all. I know I'm a all-purpose back, a complete back. I can do everything.